Hello, from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phonology report for the week of December 16th, 2023. My name is Atlee, and I'm your phonologist for this week. On Saturday, December 16th, we had only 8 hours and 47 minutes of daylight. On Sunday night, December 17th, a small snow squall passed through our area. A snow squall is a sudden, somewhat heavy, blowing snowfall with strong, gusty wind, surface winds. Snow squalls can produce short bursts of low visibility, and caution should be taken while driving. We woke up to a trace of amount of snow. On Monday, December 18th, the city of Duluth reported a snow drought for this time of year. A short fall of 21.5 inches of snow. At this time last year, we already had 55 inches. This December is also a record month of warm temperatures for Duluth, and the recorded forecast is expected to continue through at least Christmas Day. Only 6.3 inches of snow so far this season has been recorded. According to our last year's phonology report, we had such a snowy conditions during this time last year that school was canceled for 3 days. There were even 2 blizzard warnings due to extreme wind and low visibility. A cold snap in the weather quickly followed. This year, it is forecasted to be a brown, rainy Christmas. On Sunday, December 17th, Mr. Jim, our school custodian, spotted 50 cedar waxwings sitting at the top of several spruce trees in his yard. They like to travel in flocks and primarily eat fruit-based diet. Mr. Jim has several mountain ash trees that keep them sticking around. On Thursday, December 21st, Miss Lampolis' class saw a flock of cedar waxwings outside their classroom window. Also, over the weekend, Miss Rolfe's neighbor had 2 black-billed magpies in their yard, and they were counted in the Audubon Christmas bird count. It is their understanding that this was the second time magpies were seen during the 25 years of the count. This is the Audubon's 124th Christmas bird count, and it is being held from December 14th, 2023 to January 5th, 2024. On Sunday, December 17th, Miss Urban saw raccoon and bobcat tracks at Chambers Groves Park. On Monday, December 18th, Miss Urban saw a shrew running next to her house. The winter solstice began on Thursday, December 21st. The winter solstice, also called the hibernal solstice, occurs when either of Earth's poles reaches its maximum tilt away from the sun. This happens twice yearly, once in each hemisphere. The winter solstice is also called midwinter, the shortest day or the longest night. The significance in the winter solstice was that it astronomically marks the beginning of lengthening days and shortening nights. People like to celebrate the winter solstice by festivals, spending time with loved ones, feasting, dancing, singing, and having fires. For indigenous cultures, it is an opportunity to reconnect to the natural world. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great holiday, happy new year, and be observant.